Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is February the 8th, and my name's Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 10, verses 8 through 27. And then we finish our reading in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 24. Well, Pharaoh finally had enough, but he still didn't want to do exactly what God said. Do you think he'll get his way? Let's read and find out. Exodus chapter 10. So Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. All right, he told them, go and worship the Lord your God. But who exactly will be going with you? Moses replied, we will all go, young and old, our sons and daughters, and our flocks and herds. We must all join together in celebrating a festival to the Lord. Pharaoh retorted, the Lord will certainly need to be with you if you take your little ones. I can see through your evil plans. Never. Only the men may go and worship the Lord, since that is what you requested. And Pharaoh threw them out of the palace. Then the Lord said to Moses, raise your hand over the land of Egypt to bring on the locust. Let them cover the land and devour every plant that survived the hailstorm. So Moses raised his staff over Egypt, and the Lord caused an east wind to blow over all the land that day and through the night. When morning arrived, the east wind had brought the locust, and the locust swarmed over the whole land of Egypt, settling in dense swarms from one end of the country to the other. It was the worst locust plague in Egyptian history, and there has never been another one like it. For the locust covered the whole country and darkened the land. They devoured every plant in the fields and all the fruit on the trees that had survived the hailstorm. Not a single leaf was left on a tree and plant throughout the land of Egypt. Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron. I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you, he confessed. Forgive my sin, just this once, and plead with the Lord your God to take away this death from me. So Moses left Pharaoh's court and pleaded with the Lord. The Lord responded by shifting the wind, and the strong west wind blew the locust into the Red Sea. Not a single locust remained in all the land of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart again, so he refused to let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moses, lift your hand toward heaven, and the land of Egypt will be covered with darkness so thick you can feel it. So Moses lifted his hand to the sky, and deep darkness covered the entire land of Egypt for 3 days. During that time, the people could not see each other, and no one moved. But there was light as usual where the people of Israel lived. Finally, Pharaoh called for Moses. Go and worship the Lord, he said, but leave your flocks and herds here. You may even take your little ones with you. No, Moses said. You must provide us with animals for sacrifices and burnt offerings to the Lord our God. All our livestock must go with us too. Not a hoof can be left behind. We must choose our sacrifices for the Lord our God from among those animals. And we won't know how we are to worship the Lord until we get there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart once more, and he would not let them go. Amazing. Pharaoh wanted God to stop punishing him, but he tried to bargain with God. Obedience is not about bargaining. It's about doing exactly what God says. Following God means believing him and doing what he wants us to do in every situation. Are you willing to obey God all the time, in every way? This is what Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says. Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. How about that? Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward knowing that God loves you. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye. Thank you.